Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Larger and Lawrence Sports Show.
I used to ride.
Wow. That's just wow.
Wow.
I used to sleep at night.
Episode 111. Lauren is here to take your calls, 888-787-4827, and also 347-945-6131. You can always text us on the text line,
773-559-5189. It's the party place to be. If you want to get your comments in, and you want to make magic, and you want to tell me what's going on, straight to all the alcoholics, 773-559-5189.
That's right, and that's the Elson Tire Shop hotline right there. The text line and the hotline, both. Inspired by the guys over there at Elson Tire Shop.
They wanted to give me a job today. He even had me hang something on the wall.
JB's here tonight. Tweet him, at Larcher Lawrence, and no and in between. That's LarcherLorensen.
You got that weird-ass spelling.
At Larcher Lawrence, and you have that weird-ass name. JB, what's up, brother?
Not much. How you doing?
Very good.
He's back.
There's been a lot of waiting today.
There has been. Today has been, I've been trying to get to sleep all night, and because I was built up with anticipation of the Bears hiring John Fox, I kept staring at the Twitter, I couldn't sleep, I got hot, I tossed blankets off.
So it's official. It's official right now.
That
Bleacher Report kid tweeted it this morning.
I don't
he
trust
the news.
I
heard him on Matt Spiegel.
I don't trust these outside sources. My source inside Ellis Hall, let's just call her Linda. Linda and I spoke earlier, and she told me that Jack Del Rio and John Fox have the same agent. So they were working out Del Rio's deal in Oakland.
Okay.
And now that that's done, they're going to go out there. The Bears have laid a contract on the table. It's a good contract. It's a fair contract. His agent is going to look it over, and hopefully by tonight, maybe even during this show, it could even break, the Bears will hire John Fox, the best option out there. The Bears are pulling the move of the offseason right here, getting the guy. I'm excited for this hire.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it sounds like he's already assembling his crew.
Although
there's talk on the defensive coordinator side. Yeah. Allen, it doesn't sound like he got the gig in New York.
Okay.
I was talking to Ferrari earlier about that one.
We don't need a great defensive coordinator.
Well, what about Schwartz?
It's the Lovie situation.
Schwartz's name is out there.
Yeah, but this is a Lovie situation.
Sure.
Whereas Fox is a great defensive coordinator who's going to handle that.
They say Schwartz is big on technique.
What we need is an offensive mind.
We need somebody. Yeah.
Our offensive coordinator is the key.
There's a lot of talk. You
Some
know,
rumor Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
I might get all my wishes. This is Christmas Day. I was so...
Cubs convention's coming up as well. I'm going to be heading over to that. I really have no idea completely what to expect.
You got your credentials?
I've been told to bring beers inside of bags.
Okay.
And ask for autographs from everybody. The Bulls hitting a rough patch lately. Noah's hurt. How long is he out for?
That Wizard loss last night was brutal.
Well, Wizards have our number. They have the Bulls' number as of late. Blackhawks still doing just fine. Not too much White Sox news going on, but... We will be covering college hockey up here in about a month.
No.
Yeah, February 7th, I'm going to be heading over there and covering the Hockey City Classic between four college teams at Soldier Field.
Wait, they have hockey in college?
I'll get some live audio, some live video from the players and what have you. I guess I got to study up on college hockey.
They do hockey in college?
They do hockey in college.
No.
Their final is called the Frozen Four. They should have that at Soldier Field some year.
The Frozen
I think it's going to the United Center, actually. I was talking to my sources down there at the UC, and I think it's going there.
Wow. Well, you could be the voice of college hockey. I don't think there's a guy on Twitter right now covering college hockey.
Once again, folks, you have happened upon the Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. JB is here answering your tweets. Lauren is on the phone. My name is Clark Lawrence, and I'm the second half of the name of the show there. And my partner right here and now is the one and only Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
That is I. Thank you so much for joining us on another exciting edition of the Larcher and Lawrence Show, where tonight we're going to find out what the hell is going on. We're going to talk to some insiders. We're going to talk to some peeps about...
Well, he called in last week. Ernie, of course, he's going to be giving us...
Yeah, I think he'll call back. I called the nursing home, and hopefully
we got a big surprise coming
line
as well.
Up the call.
We got a surprise.
All right.
For the folks.
Yeah. I like surprises.
Or did we already tweet the surprise? JB? No tweeting.
It's okay.
The surprise.
I mean,
I didn't tell you it was a surprise.
I teased it.
Oh, nice. We got a tease. We got a tease.
And who doesn't like a good tease every now
again,
and then?
Again, it's at Larcher Lawrence, and you can hashtag it if you're into hashtags, hashtag LL Show. I think those are gone now. I think you can just search on Twitter without a hashtag, right? I can search for a name, and it shows the hashtags and the non-hashtags.
You know, I'm learning so much about the internet, I really have no clue.
Well, it's good. We brought in our social media expert.
That's why you're the king.
That's why he's here.
He's the king of social media.
I know we have a couple of guests there. Give us a call if you'd like.
I was a little surprised this week with the whole NFL. I was shocked that Roger Goodell went out and made the move to bring in the World Wrestling Federation or World Wrestling Entertainment's officiating crew to cover the playoff games.
Ooh,
and that was a bold move.
They're turning their back accidentally, quote unquote.
And they somehow see things that nobody else does, and they found all the technicalities and all the rules to screw the Cowboys.
The slow count. He counted to three very slowly.
It was. I think there's some referee shenanigans.
Yeah, but then you go back to the week before, and there were some calls that helped the Dallas Cowboys as well.
I've heard from inside information on Twitter that there is a conspiracy against the Dallas Cowboys. The league does not want them champions. And you know what? If that's true, I approve it.
Why are they not interested in having them as champions? Are they upset with the way that Jerry Jones runs his business?
Well, there's...
Because I've sat here in this seat and talked about Jerry Jones and how he needs to hire other people, but he was just voted executive of the year.
Hey, he gets a job done. No, there's some stuff with the Masons and some things I can't go into, the whole deal on the Cowboys and why they can't become America's team once again.
Does it bother you to see the Green Bay Packers in the NFC?
Oh, of course. Those colors are so disgusting. You know what? Green and yellow.
It's gross.
Green and yellow in the brain creates hunger.
Really?
That's why if you ever go to Subway,
it's green and yellow.
They got some green and yellow.
I'll get the meatball sub every time.
Yeah, because no one would eat that shit if they didn't walk in there and the walls are green and yellow.
I do not go to Subway to eat healthy because their healthy shit just looks weird.
It's
not good healthy.
It does look weird.
Their turkey's chicken or their chicken's turkey. It's something like that.
Yeah.
But
everything there tastes like cardboard anyway.
If I'm going, I'm going all out.
But you know what? It is one of my favorite sandwiches at 3 in the morning.
Oh, no doubt about it. I agree.
So I don't know. I really enjoyed the playoffs. I think I guarantee our Super Bowl is going to be my New England Patriots against those Seattle Seahawks.
You think it's down to happen? I'll tell you what.
Are the Colts still in it?
The Colts are in the AFC Championship against New England
Patriots. Listen, it's cute they're there. It's like seeing a little kid dressing up and pretending to be president. Remember that kid was on the internet dressing up as Obama? He was like 6 years old.
Nope.
And he was giving little speeches.
Nope.
Yeah, well, it happened.
Okay.
That's what the Colts are. They're like that little kid.
How are they like that kid?
They're dressing up and playing grown-up. They're
not
there yet.
They have a shot.
They're growing.
Andrew Luck has a lot of talent.
They got Luck.
He's Chuck Strong.
Oh, I dig that guy. I dig Andrew Luck a lot.
Well, I do too. I mean, he's great. He's going to be a guy we're talking about for the next decade.
I agree.
And the Colts are lucky to have Luck, but you can't win on Luck alone.
This is true.
So
this is true.
Yep.
And a little luck does help.
And you're not. It's not only not having enough luck. You're going against the greatest evil genius to ever coach a football organization in our time. I mean, this Bill Belichick. Did you see that Edelman pass?
I did see that.
Did you see the way they were swapping guys out and confusing? Harbaugh took his pants off. He was pulling a Mike Singletary. He was so confused.
Well, and then this past week they were talking how they weren't sure if it was legal. So
who cares? You know what Jesse the Body Ventura used to say?
What?
Win if you must, lose if you can, but always cheat. It was something like that.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
Greatest Tarantino movie of all time.
I think
he said
that, too.
What's your favorite Tarantino movie?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
No.
Weird, isn't it?
Come on.
Is that more Wes Anderson?
Yeah, that's more, isn't it?
No, not
Ron Rodriguez?
What is his name? Oh, yeah, Rodriguez.
Yeah, I think it was Rodriguez.
What am I talking about? Yeah. Sure. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was a short debate.
So John Fox is the head coach of the Chicago Bears, for all intents and purposes.
What the Fox says is...
Jason Cole said it.
It's important right now. I believe I confirmed it as well. It's important right now that this gets made official, because the longer we sit here wondering and pondering, the longer there's a chance the Bears screw this thing up, because the Bears are great at finding ways to be like a mom and pop shop that forgets to file their taxes.
Okay.
You know, they just, I mean, they forget. They forget to check an I and dot a T. Next thing you know, everything falls apart, and you get Dick Geron.
I agree. Not until the press conference happens. I mean, they were setting up the press conference for McGinnis.
Right.
At that time, and he was hopping on an airplane and getting out of here.
Yeah, he goes, F you guys.
Remember that?
I'm out of here.
So unless there's a press conference, which, hearing earlier, the sources were saying that the press conference, they were going to do it on Monday, but that's MLK Day. So they also don't want to step on the toes of the weekend of the football of the going on. And there might be a little bit with the Cubs convention. They feel like they're stepping professional courtesy
Screw the Cubs.
They're going to let the Cubs have the convention press rather than that.
What press is going on at the convention? You'll be there covering it, but what press is actually
tomorrow
going
night,
on?
6 p.m. You can watch Comcast Sportsnet, and you might be able to catch a glimpse of me there.
Maybe they'll put up a little plaque for Canerco's
opening ceremonies.
Number retirement over on the other side of town.
I don't think they're going to talk about Canerco.
They should probably have the whole Canerco section.
That's not happening until the season.
All right. Well, I'm just saying they need to get this thing. Even if it's just a statement from the Bears, hey, we hired John Fox, press conference coming Tuesday. I'm fine with that. Just give me something. I'm like a damn news junkie right now. I need my fix, man. I need to know what's happening.
They've been pretty tight-lipped up there at Halas Hall through the whole process.
Like I said, Linda talked to me earlier, and she made it very clear, we're just waiting on the agents. That's all that's going on. But still, I'm concerned because it's not done yet, man. You know?
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. We'll just have to see what goes on.
Do you think either of the away teams have a chance this week? The Packers
I don't see
the Colts?
Green Bay Packers have a shot up there.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers
is
hurt.
Very good. Yeah, but he still made it happen against the Cowboys. I don't know if he can do that against Seattle, though, you know?
No.
So we'll just have to wait on that.
No. He's hurt. He's not the Aaron Rodgers we know and hate. He's he's a different guy out there right now, and he's one we could just admire because he's going to fall, and that's always fun to see.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. No doubt about it.
So, yeah, let's talk about get our head coach. Next week, we're going to be talking about our coordinators. And then we got the draft after that. And then evaluating our staff. Did you see they fired the personnel director? Pace fired the guy who had his position
in
the
New
Saints.
Orleans,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense. He wants to hire a guy that he's worked with.
I think I would be a great mentor. Not a mentor, a mentee. What do you call that? A pupil? What's the mentor's? A protege. Right. I think I would make a great protege for this Pace kid. You know, he's much wiser than me. He's got 2 years on me. So I think I could go in there as his understudy.
Yep.
And I could learn from him. Because, listen, I agree the Madden should have gotten me the job and it didn't. But let me say this. I'm willing to work to get better. So I think I'm appropriate with my Madden experience to be hired in that position, and I can be his protege.
Yeah.
And then in 40 years when he retires, I'll take over.
Kyle Schwarber? No, that's the baseball player. Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, who's, that's been the talk of OC. Could be a possibility if John Fox is, in fact, the head coach. He's a year older than you and I, my friend. He's 36.
Really?
So the whole regime. Is the first of our could be the first
yeah.
of our generation.
This is our generation's Bears.
And you want a young GM with an older coach, right?
I do.
We were talking earlier, Al, in the car during our extravaganza today.
Yeah.
That you want a young GM with an older coach, and he's not too old. Too old for what?
No.
What do we hear? Marv Levy was 61.
Sure.
When he took over the Bills.
Right. And what's his name is Trestman was 58.
Well, I remember Jack McKean of the Florida Marlins when they beat the Cubs in 2003 smoking a cigar. That gentleman was quite a few years old.
All you got to do in baseball is stand there in your dopey uniform and fart.
Chew a little tobacco, or if you're Jim Leland, step into the hallway and smoke a pack of cigarettes. He would smoke in the hallway of the dugouts all the time.
Any of them smoking joints out there? The Colorado team?
I mean, it's baseball. What else are they doing?
Well, that's what I would be doing if I was playing baseball.
Yeah, I don't know.
God knows that's what I do.
Do you want to go to the phone lines?
Sure.
I see on the line, we might be going to a little bit of a Cubs talk real quick. Maybe I can find out about the convention.
Okay, yeah, I can take a break.
We're
going
to go right now to the Elston Tire Shop hotline. And out in Davis Junction, Dr. Johnson, how you doing tonight?
Good evening, guys. How are you guys?
All right. What's up, Doc?
No, just busy sports day.
Yeah,
how about it? Heck of a day here. I also wanted to ask you, I know that you're going to be at the convention, or at least you were planning on it the last time we talked. What can I expect this weekend at the convention, first of all, and we can get to some Bears stuff, too?
I think it's going to be a lot of excitement in the building. Today Rizzo said that, they were doing some painting at a school someplace, and he said, told the crowd, we will win the National League Central this year. And so a lot of excitement, and I think the big day will be Saturday. Tomorrow night will be a little crazy, a lot of people having a few beverages, but Saturday will be the day where you sit down in panels and forums and hear the big wigs talk to you.
Why can't the Cubs do anything without beverages being served?
It's the we're adults, Al.
Yeah.
We're all adults here.
Fair enough. There you go. I'm excited. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it to Sunday for those morning activities before the weekend ends, but I am excited about Saturday to see some kind of conventions. I very quickly saw the schedule.
I'd like to see the Ricketts speak. And you've been there before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
is it like a, the, is it like one, a conference?
Yeah, it's like you're going to a conference. I get there we'll get there tomorrow afternoon. And then they have like an opening ceremony. This year it's going to be a lot different because they used to have WGN and Comcast used to do all the hosting of the events, like Dave Kaplan and
right.
And he's in WGN radio, sports radio. So now this year, since they're going to WBBM, they haven't transferred over. So they're having Ryan Dempster is going to be the master of ceremonies tomorrow night the opening ceremony.
I saw that listed. Well, it looks like it's going to be a fun time. It should be great. The hype is starting. I'm also going to make it down to spring training for opening weekend down there.
That's
I'm
cool.
excited. Gonna head to two games. My new wife and I, we're going to go say hi to the grandparents and catch a couple games.
Saturday, when you're at the convention Saturday, they start opening up for autographs at 9 a.m. So there's a lot of, there'll be from minor leaguers to major leaguers to retired players. And that's always cool to get an autograph and get a picture with, from Fergie Jenkins to Albert Elmora to... Horace Hilaire.
Don't waste your time with any of those minor leaguers, Go straight for the the pros.
Okay. All right. Maybe Chris Bryant. I'd talk to him maybe for a second. In your eyes, there's Bears news today, or not officially. We're not even sure. In your eyes, is John Fox the head coach of the Chicago Bears?
No, I don't think this new GM is going to be rushed into decision. The Seattle coach, I think it's Quinn, the defensive coach. Is that his name, Quinn?
He's on Monday, right? Yeah, Quinn.
Yeah, they can speak to him on Monday. And I think Pace wants to meet with him and find somebody that's... Because, the thing with Fox is he's good enough. He's solid from Monday through Saturday, but he's not the greatest coach on Sunday. And he'll get the guys ready to play, and the defense will be much improved, but you're still going to have a lot of the things that you had with Lovie, the time management. But I think this Quinn guy might be the guy. I think
maybe this whole Sunday thing is overrated. I mean, if you think about it, Lovie wasn't the greatest Sunday coach either. And between those two guys, you got three Super Bowl appearances.
Well, there you go. Preparation can help with that, and you don't have to be the best coach on Sunday, but the guys we've had in there the last 2 years haven't gotten it done on Sundays. You didn't see halftime adjustments. You didn't see anything. The other teams were figuring it out.
The last couple guys we've had couldn't even get it done on a Monday.
Right, exactly.
This guy could give you the whole week.
Yeah. I'd say Fox has done it before. You've seen him do it twice before. He's brought teams from nothing to something and done it very quickly. So if he can at least get this team back to playoff potential, build that ground again, because they're starting over right now. You have to believe it.
That defense is just so bad. There's so many holes at so many positions, and you're basically, they were playing the front four and then one starter in the back seven, and that was Jennings. Everybody else would have been a backup on any other team.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if Pace trades down in the draft. I think he might, but I don't think he's going to with his first pick. I think he's going to start getting a bunch of picks in rounds 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Because, I mean, they only have six picks, and they have 20, probably 20 holes they need to fill.
With that seventh pick, I mean, it's best player available. I know there's a lot of guys with mock drafts out there who very easily go to safety with it because that's the safe choice with the Bears. That's definitely a spot that needs to be upgraded. But there's a lot of options there.
Yeah, there's some defensive end from Missouri. There's a linebacker from Washington that are highly rated. I haven't done much draft research yet, but I think it's named Shaq Thompson from Washington, and then the end / linebacker is Shane Ray or something like that from Missouri.
I don't know about you guys. Sometimes when I'm feeling depressed and not very good, I start thinking about how much money is tied up into Jared Allen and into Jay Cutler, and it just really drives me down into some more depression there. Al?
Well, I think the Cutler one is they can cut Allen at any time, and they don't have to pay him.
I think
the same with Marshall.
On the cap hit, though, for it is what I was –
it's higher than you would guess. So, Doc, with this convention, does there any news actually happen, or is this just more something for the fans to kind of go and kind of get like a backstage pass?
Well, it's a little bit of both. 3 years ago, I think, they were doing, like, the opening ceremony, and they were introducing players, and they were walking, you know, like a catwalk thing in a fashion show. And they announced that they signed Kerry Wood that day, and the place exploded.
I remember that one.
That was Steele's first or second year there, but he didn't last too long. So, washed up.
It was good to see him back in the uniform. And when the time came, Kerry Wood stepped aside on his own, and he's still going to be around, and he's going to be there this weekend as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be there, and they have, like, most of the panels have, like, a Q&A session, so they have, like, a microphone set up on each side of the room. So you can walk up, and when it's Q&A time, stand in line and ask them a question. And last year, it got a little testy at a couple times when they were questioning the product on the big league field, you know, asking them why they should spend their money. And they listened, they took it, and then Theo's politely said, "I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. If you don't want to pay to come see us, then don't." It was kind of cool.
They did it. Now, do you ask any questions? Have you gone out there and stepped up to the old lector and asked a couple?
No, I usually just make smart aleck comments and drink a beer in the back because they have beer in the hallway you can get during the show. And you just go out there and, you know, pay $7 for a beer and go and sit there and just enjoy and listen and, you know.
Bring a couple of that's the one thing you could say about the Cubs. Over their 100-year history, they've always found ways of getting overpriced beers to the fans. They've always found ways to make sure wherever you turn, it's there.
By any means possible.
By any means necessary.
Well, hey, Doc, tomorrow night I'll shoot you a message tomorrow afternoon, and I'm going to head over there straight after work to the Sheraton.
Yeah, I think we're rolling into town about 3.
Okay,
so,
that's cool.
What we're doing for supper. But
I'll be getting there a little closer to opening ceremonies and whatnot. But
Okay.
I'll shoot you a message tomorrow afternoon. It'd be great to see you. Thanks again for calling.
Yep. You're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, take it easy, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
That was cool. It's always nice to hear from him.
Wait, I feel like I'm on the CTA. I'm waiting for the doors to open or close.
Well,
doors closing.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
I've been riding the damn train all week. And number one, I don't know how I'm not walking pneumonia right now. I've been on the bus. You get on the bus, there's 100 people in rush hour on a 20-capacity bus, and every one of them's got the flu. You look in everybody's eyes, they're all pale white. You know?
Yeah.
So it's a miracle the city is.
Everybody's
have,
all white?
Everybody's got, well, I mean, not
Wait,
in
what
a
do you mean?
Racially sense.
They're white from the cold.
They got the flu. Everybody's got the flu on the damn bus.
Oh.
Everybody's hacking, coughing. You know, old people are
You can
spitting.
Use that stuff on your hands, sanitizer.
I'm a germ freak. I look like Kenny from South Park when I'm on the bus, not because I'm cold, because I don't want any germs. I got a Michael Jackson mask underneath.
I have been walking around since I took a shower without my Fitbit. Those are free steps that I can't even count.
Oh, you can't do that. You're on the Fitbit now. That's something new.
So JB's here. He's on the Twitter. He'll take your tweets. He'll be here. If you're listening on the podcast, on iTunes, on Stitcher, go ahead and tweet us then. Tweet us now if you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio.
He's the king of the tweet, man.
It's at Larcher Lawrenson.
And it's always a good time. There's always fun and excitement going
on. Yes, it is. So what's this? You guys were talking just before we went on the air. Somebody's tweeting at Jake Roberts or something. What are you tweeting at? Jake the Snake, right?
We're going to see the legendary Jake the Snake Roberts tonight. He's giving, I don't know, his Hall of Fame speech was the greatest in the history of Hall of Fame speeches.
Pretty phenomenal.
And he's going to stand around in a microphone and tell road stories. And I love listening to old wrestlers tell road stories. So.
I do too. It's from back when I was growing up and still watching it.
Hopefully I can get a picture with Jake.
That'd be all right.
That means,
oh yeah,
December, I got Ric Flair. January, Jake the Snake. So I'm just going to try to keep
Who's
this
coming?
As,
keep it moving.
Monthly thing.
My buddy Rob actually found us some glossy Jake the Snake pictures to get signed.
Nice.
Wow.
Are you going to WrestleMania this year now that the Hall of Fame
no.
has happened? Are you going to try?
No.
Get it if you.
I want to go next
for the
year.
Hall of Fame too, but for March.
Yeah, but it's gonna be whoever's next year is gonna be awesome.
Hogan's
too.
Inducting him. Who's accepting it?
Probably Lenny Poffo.
Okay,
the genius,
so that'll work.
His brother.
He's gonna be there. Oh, if we don't get a poem.
Yeah, there better be a poem.
See, we had talked earlier that maybe Poffo, Leapin' Lanny Poffo, the genius,
or no one will
he should induct
it.
Him. Yeah, they might not. You said that they're not exactly too happy right now.
No, they're okay. They're pleased. Poffo did say something along the lines of, "Hey, I wish it was the whole family, but
fair.
This is my, you know, Macho Man deserves
well,
this
and
moment."
And I saw them on that WWF. There's a documentary on Macho Man, and they were answering questions. His mom, Macho Man's mom, is alive.
Oh,
she's
maybe
the
old lady will come.
She's great. She's got to be about 90, something like that.
There's an article, and I don't remember. I think it was in Bleacher Report about the last days of Macho Man Randy Savage. And it's a hell of a read. Like,
yeah, it is.
A friend came over, and I think they had a former wrestler with them.
Okay.
Let's just say Hercules. I don't know who it was, though. They had Hercules' ashes, and Macho Man wanted to bury the urn in the backyard. And there was, like, a whole deal going on. It was Macho Man got all emotional, and then there was some weirdness, and then he had the heart attack and
wow.
crashed into the tree.
Yeah, that's insane.
He was insane.
A little bit.
I mean, there was a guy who you go back and you watch, like, when I go back and I watch wrestling, I now the old stuff from when I was a little kid. I'm not 7 years old anymore. Now I'm looking back as a 35-year-old man looking at 35-year-old dudes
right,
I
right.
used to idolize,
right.
you know, doing their thing. Nobody in wrestling was like Randy Savage. He was legitimately crazy.
Yeah.
And he knew how to make that crazy work.
He did. He and knew how to put it out
you
there.
You just, yeah, you loved the guy. I mean, as nuts as he was obsessed about his wife, Elizabeth.
Now, Hogan did the two parts of a podcast with Jericho just this past week it came out. And in it, he said that he had made up with the Ultimate Warrior a little bit just before his death.
Yeah.
And then he also now says that he had made up with Macho Man just
Which
before
I don't
his
think
death.
It's true.
But nobody else can give credibility behind any of these.
I think it's insulting Hulk Hogan is doing the induction.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I don't think they were that good of friends. I could be wrong, but... Now, Macho Man didn't like Hogan. I mean, he made a whole rap video about hating Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. For your night tonight, you guys, does Jake have a snake? Does he bring one with him, or does he ask the people bringing him in to get one from the local pet store? Or is there no snake involved? Because
well,
if I'm going to
appearance?
See Jake the Snake Roberts, there should be a snake. Damien should be there.
The snake, Damien.
Whatever, Damien number 34.
Well, here's the deal. Damien got involved with some heroin.
Okay, shit.
And he's in a rehab center, and Jake, they split company.
He is recovering, though. I hear he's...
He's doing fine, yeah. But, you know, he was the son of the devil, Damien. So, you know, the snake had some issues his entire life.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're getting a lot of retweets.
Right on.
Like five.
Whoa. Thanks, JB.
Booming.
JB handling the social media.
King of the social media. There's not a better than King JB.
No, there's not.
It's all Jason Ferrari, but right on.
Hey, we'll take it.
888-787-4827 or on the local line at 347-945-6131. The Elston Tire Group, Elston Tire World, Elston Tire Shop.
Phenomenal guys over there.
And we know because today, Al, you and I, we visited.
I don't mean to sound like I don't even know what the word is, but you go in there and you kind of think, I don't think less of guys who work on tires professionally, but I think they're a step lower than a mechanic. They're like when you want to go to a shrink to get some medicine.
It depends on how good they are at their craft. These guys have their craft.
Well,
down
that's
to
what
a
I'm
key.
Getting at.
Oh.
It's like you go to the shrink for medicine and you end up at a lady who's got rocks everywhere and crystals.
You're not sure who
and you realize
with.
This lady didn't go to the college I was looking for.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's counting backwards. I don't know what the hell's going on. With these guys, they knew this guy knew everything about tires. Like he just they were so focused and so dedicated, and everything was affordable. You know, I have a new respect for tire guys.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. And the tires, they're both fixed. You have plenty of air. You drove here.
I did.
You found a parking spot.
You helped me change the tire today. Thank you.
We did. We did it. That was fun. Thanks for lunch.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, if you remember, I didn't order steak today while we were at lunch.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
This was a separate deal.
We still have a steak dinner coming.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You surprised me a little bit there. I thought for sure it'd be the other way around.
We got a tweet from Mr. Jason Ferrari. He's asking, what are your thoughts on the NFL veteran free agent combine?
Is that new?
It sounds like the PGA Tour. Like the senior PGA Tour.
It kind of does. It's a good idea. Listen, what the NFL wants to do is they want, as soon as the Super Bowl ends, to start publicizing and broadcasting the combines.
That's what this is.
And this would be a better version of that.
The combine itself, the current combine, gets a lot. So this is going to be like having the veterans do the same exact thing. That's interesting idea.
Well,
it's
they
all
wanna,
about promotion. It's
they
about
wanna
promotion.
They want to regionalize the combine. So it's not just one. It's all over the country.
Oh,
and every week you watch a different one. And then by the time the draft rolls around, everybody's got their guys because they've been watching these kids practice, you know, on ESPN in the middle of the night when they throw that coverage on. You got nothing to watch. You know it's going to be on in the background. You're going to be like, oh, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's smart if they
no,
can do
right.
it right.
Yeah.
The NFL Network. I mean, that's what, you know, like the WWE with their network.
They want to make
you
it year-round.
Your content.
They want you watching year-round. And we pay attention a lot. I pay attention to that sport for having a 17-week season.
It's the number one show on television.
Yeah, it is. It continuously. Year after year, it's the number one show on television. Ferrari's in the chat room as well, and he says it's brand new this year. It gives the bottom of the roster players a chance to compete.
Sure. Okay.
Right. It does. But don't you feel that it's more about the NFL trying to find something else to watch?
I think it's about
to put out there.
Well, I think it's about making the fans more educated, and in turn, making the sport more educated.
There you go.
So
broadening
free agents, so everything's more interesting. Everybody wants to know what's going on. People can start watching, and then you got other teams that are going to be watching this thing, and there's actually going to be more coverage, and you know, it's going to be good.
I was talking with a buddy of mine who was over for the Cowboys Jaguars game in London this year. And he said that they have been doing they sold it as a 3-game package. A lot of people go, and a lot of people have adopted the Jaguars. And the talk over there is about them possibly playing up to 4 games a season.
Okay.
The Jaguars themselves playing half of their home schedule over there. And that seems crazy to me. I don't think it's possible to put a team over there.
Yeah.
You know, there's been talk that maybe if you put 4 teams over there, you could. But still, that's a lot of travel.
And you know what? Isn't the NFL adding more playoff teams next year? I think that's officially happening.
I do believe.
And that just pisses me off. You look at how exciting the playoffs were this year, and there were teams in the playoffs, the Carolina Panthers, who really didn't belong.
That's correct.
And now you're going to have, what, another team that really doesn't belong? Come on. That's garbage.
But what if that spot was a spot that the Bears could get? If they could get there that much quicker, you'd love to see
it. It's less important to be in the playoffs.
Sure.
I agree.
It
takes
some of it away.
It's not as tough to get there.
It's like we learned with the WCW near the end. They were trading that belt around 15 different changes in 8 weeks, Al.
You love that fact.
15 changes with the WCW, with the Vince Russo going back and forth with Bischoff near the end of it. Oh,
yeah, it's horrible. Right. You devalueize. You destabilize your market.
I've been watching a lot of WWE Network.
Oh, it's great.
It shows me what you recently watched, too. I like that now.
Oh, nice.
So now I can like be like, what's Al watching?
A little Halloween Havoc was recent?
I'm just happy that there's no like porn on that channel.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah, I'd be fine in God knows what.
I finally given in and started watching your little federation, the WCW stuff. I'm enjoying it.
They had a great run.
Yeah, they did.
They did some really good stuff there. It pushed... There's a reason why our generation was watching it hardcore around the time of college and whatnot.
There were two great casts. There was a young cast in WWF, and you had the old veteran guys over there.
It was fun. It was silly.
And Jake the Snake was in a hotel room snorting blow off some hooker's ass while all that was going on.
Did you catch any of that Hulk Hogan podcast?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah. It's worth a listen, but you can never tell with Hogan if he is actually doing a shoot or if it's just setting up the next thing, because he even talked about that when he last talked to Warrior. His thing was, hey, man, you know, I meant no harm and all of this. Let's try to at least talk on the phone. If not be friends, at the very least, let's go and do some work together. Let's sell some stuff. Like, it's always business. It's always a business.
He's constantly.
And that's great. His beat shop's doing well.
That's what I don't like about him. Everything just seems fake.
Such as?
Just the way, like, when he talks about guys you know he didn't get along with.
Right.
Like, the way, oh, brother, this guy, he was brilliant, you know, he was this. And it was like, no, you were an asshole. He was an asshole. You guys didn't get along. And now you're just trying to make yourself look good. And I'm with Billy Wack on that. Like, the Hulk Hogan I knew as a kid felt genuine to me. The old man Hulk Hogan feels very, very disingenuine.
I have yet to.
And let me make
a
point.
To give a complete opinion on
to
that.
All the alcoholics and Clark Bars out there right now who hate the wrestling talk. You're the one who keeps initiating it tonight, pal.
I got to tell you something. I've been watching a lot of wrestling.
There's the Bears.
I can talk about it. I'm not scared to talk about it.
I watched some. I watched the new stuff last night.
I gave you this disc about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and it's been sitting here ever since.
Well, I thought it was nice.
How is it listening to the CD? Again, it's Hulk
Clark,
Hogan.
To be honest with you, I would have to find a CD player. Oh, my car! I can listen in the car now.
Because it's running.
Boom! There you go.
Problem solved. We did that today. Who knew?
Wow. Just put a little thought in it.
We can listen on the way to see Jake the Snake.
I like that. Hell yeah. I am a real... That's not on there, though.
It's not?
Is it? No, I don't think so.
No. This one has songs such as Hulkster's in the House.
Okay.
And then the ballad Hulkster in Heaven. Which
but
is
sad.
Pretty good.
Sad song.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it's about a dying cancer kid, if I'm not
He'll
mistaken.
See, he will see you someday in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is. I mean,
and there's no record of this kid existing, but he played it like it was a real thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
See what I mean
there's
about
no,
being disingenuous?
Yeah. He talked about, like, wrestling at Wembley, and he had never wrestled there. But it's a song.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah. He was a bassist. Like, he played
bass before he became
a lot
of wrestler.
Band.
Yeah. 19.
Jericho enjoyed talking to them about it. Hey, you want to head over to that hotline?
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Boom.
What was it?
Let's get her
the
done.
The Elston Auto Shop.
Elston Tire Shop.
Hotline. From the 217, Rusty Shackleford. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's this going up there up north?
It's cold.
It is. It's pretty chilly. The 217, that's Champaign, Illinois. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Around Champaign. I don't give out my exact location, but around there. So.
Rusty Shackleford calling from the Phoenix metro area a couple years ago.
Yeah, this is the same Rusty Shackleford here.
You've relocated locally, I see.
Yes. So, hey, wanted to get your thoughts. I've been reading a lot lately about Ezekiel Elliott, the running back from Ohio State. How he can't enter the draft this year because he's only a sophomore. And now people are calling for him to forego his junior season and totally skip out so he doesn't injure himself. So I wanted to get your thoughts. Do you think that college football players should be able to enter the draft at any time? And should Ezekiel Elliott even skip his junior season and not play college football?
Mm. Wow, that's tough. You know, 10 years ago when I was a young guy, I would have said, no, I think he needs to, you know, go to college and do the college thing. But now as an old guy, the way the sports become money to begin with, the way these guys are getting dicked in college, it's hard for me to say, no, you can't come out. Especially at the running back position where we all know that the mileage adds up fast and these players burn out and they're not making the money they used to play.
Right.
I have to say, yeah, I'm all for him being able to come out. I think absolutely.
There should be a couple of years, though, because I don't know. There aren't too many high schoolers who are ready to play in the NFL coming out of high school.
Right.
It's the same with the NBA. The NBA, look, there's not many LeBron James out there. That being said,
but that's why there's a draft.
I understand some people are hard for money, and if this is their ticket out, there's a guy named Myers Leonard down in your area there who went to Illinois, Rusty, and I know that he jumped after his sophomore year, and it hasn't exactly been panning out for him with the Trailblazers right now. He's an NBA basketball player, but he did get a pretty darn big contract, and he left after his sophomore year, and he made that decision for his family, and for that I respect it completely.
But he at least has the option, whereas college, they don't even have the option. They can't.
Rusty, I'm all for a free market. Listen, if you take a kid who's an amazing running back in high school, and he decides to not go to college and go right to the NFL, general managers are not going to draft him right away because they're just not going to be sure. His value is going to drop, and he's not going to make as much money. If he goes to college and he proves himself for a couple years, his value is going to increase every good year he has, and then maybe he's a top 10 pick, and he's going to make a shit ton more money. So, I mean, let the market play itself out. I don't think there should be any restrictions on these guys.
The answer there is the Daily Double.
I didn't like that either. I mean, I get it. I get why if he's injured, it's all over. But at the same time, you're a football player.
That being said, should Ezekiel Elliott skip his junior season, and does that, will his stock as a running back go down?
Everybody's got a price for $1 million man.
I'm sorry, I'm going drop heavy on you here.
I think you go. You know, you start like if I'm drafting and I see a guy sat out for a year, I'm wondering. You know, there's no more evidence. There's no more. Hey, you're at your plateau. If you're at the top right now, let's say you're a top 10 pick right now, and you sit out a year, you might drop to the second round because there's just no body of evidence, and there's going to be guys
who are... The best answer I give you, it's a fluid process.
So, yeah.
I thought you were done.
I'm done. No.
the trigger finger went too quickly there.
My eyebrows went up.
I was excited.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for your input. You know, I don't know. I mean, I agree that I think that college and any sport should be held to the same standard. You shouldn't allow basketball players to enter the draft at any time and tell football players, no, you can't move, because in the end, I think it all comes down to which sport makes the most money for the programs.
I can't agree more with you there. I'm right there with you. Rusty, yeah, of course. Brother, I appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Anytime, guys. Thank you for being the sports experts.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it, brother.
Have a good one, my friend. Later.
All right, bye.
Doors closing.
That guy was obviously an alcoholic. He was intelligent
and got right
to the point.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a Clark Bar.
Hey, I just saw this.
Maybe he could tweet us later, but go ahead.
I just saw this meme.
The
new 49ers coach looks exactly like Ron Jeremy.
The new Niners coach is Ron Jeremy. Ferrari tweeted he looked like a Bobby Moynihan character from Weekend Update. I forget which one he plays. It's not the drunk uncle, which is my favorite.
Oh, the drunk uncle's the best.
He nails it.
That's
things aren't exactly wonderful the last whatever years on SNL.
Yeah.
But there are some flashes of good shit happening.
It's still worth watching.
Yeah,
I still enjoy it.
That's what you fast forward through the commercials, fast
Hulu,
forward the stuff
man.
You don't want to watch. Oh, they cut it off.
I get the Hulu. You know, you watch like two commercials.
You should be getting paid for how much you talk about Hulu. Like,
I'm more of a
Netflix
guy.
Are you a billboard?
Guy,
do you have anything?
I do like my Hulu.
Jesus.
I was just thinking about discontinuing my Hulu service.
Really?
Why is that?
Uh-oh.
Because I never watch it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it here first. The argument's for and against Hulu.
Do you have cable?
Al Archer.
Yes.
Okay, I don't have cable.
Oh.
So I get Monday Night Raw in an abbreviated form, which is great. They cut all the bullshit out. I get South Park. I get the new Gotham. I get Shark Tank. Which Shark Tank were you stuck on the other night?
The gal, what was she selling?
Cork.
It was a good-looking gal. I think she was selling the things that you can wash teddy bears in, and they were buying them.
Okay.
Wash your teddy bears. You're not going to lose your eyeballs. You're not going to damage your dryer.
Really?
With
can
your
you
teddy
wash
bears
hats
because
in
the
there,
eyeball,
too?
The eyeball's hitting the dryer.
Because I always problem getting my hat washed.
Huh?
My hat.
Yeah, you can throw your hat in there.
Wow.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'd buy a Teddy hat washer.
JB, what do you have against Hulu?
I never watch it. There's not
watch
as much stuff on there as they advertise. And the commercials, what am I paying for? Why, like, these commercials are on there. It's enough.
Yeah.
Plus, I got HBO. I traded my Hulu password to Billy for his HBO Go.
Those are good trades. Okay. I like the trading thing. We got some of those
going on. But now I've got Showtime Anytime.
How's that treating you?
It's pretty decent.
How many devices do you currently have hooked up to it? Do you have room for one?
We'll talk after.
Sounds good.
After.
All right. Yeah.
But I told them, I was like, if you're not watching Hulu, I'm just going to get rid of it, and here's my Showtime Anytime.
Yeah.
So we made a new deal. HBO Go is still a go, you know?
All right. No, okay. you got things. It's all about having something. You know, you need like two or three sources.
If I bought you a six-pack a month, that'd be worth like a Showtime Anytime, right? Like a good beer?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. You want to keep that off air?
Listen, I got Hulu, I got Netflix, and I got WWE Network. Those are all I need. I mean, I wouldn't mind having
Hulu
more.
On the thing? Can you share that one? Can I get in on your Hulu?
I think it's a one person. Can more than one people view it at the same time?
WWE too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, if that's the case, yeah.
Oh.
You got an HBO or something? You can,
We'll talk, yeah.
All right,
we'll talk off air.
There's big negotiations off going air. On right here.
Yeah. Let's... Guys, so, why don't we go to Chinatown and get one of those big tables?
There
and
you
talk.
Go. It's done. Al Archer, I guess you win because I just made a deal with you to cut into on this Hulu. So the side wins for me. He has my vote, JB. No offense to you. You've been doing a great job with social media. We appreciate you being in here.
He's the king.
Anybody else talking over there on that Who Digger?
I've got one notification. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh, we do have a notification here.
Okay.
I love when you're here.
Jason Ferrari.
Hey, Ferrari.
This is the character you're talking about, but he didn't say the name.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I don't know his name. I've seen that guy, though, with the mustache on the Weekend Update. He talks.
I'm going to favorite it so people know.
We know exactly.
Go Bears!
Give it a retweet.
All right. I like the Twitter happenings.
Yeah, as do I.
Yikes.
So I guess it's official. John Fox, head coach.
Okay.
Kyle Schwarzenegger.
No. Nicole Schwarzenegger.
Kyle what?
Shanahan.
Shanahan. And then you got the little prick from Detroit is the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Schwartz.
That's not happening.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Again, we already have the defensive coordinator.
Ferrari, John we call Fox. Anthony Crispino? Does that ring a bell for that character name?
Oh, wow.
Sure, sounds
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's got to be right. Yeah.
I trust. I think he did some research there. And
I give you
it.
Credit on it. No doubt about it. Your Chicago Bulls are in a bit of a funk. Not sure how to get out of it. Rose was playing pretty well
beep, beep.
Coming back. The other night, 17 in the first quarter last night. And they damn near pulled it off against the Wizards. Didn't quite make it happen, though. Joakim Noah went down with an ankle injury. It just wasn't too good of a night. We'll see. Teams are finding they can run the Bulls to death, and if the Bulls aren't getting back on defense, then they're done. Thibodeau, he's talking about his circle. Are you either in Thibodeau's circle, Al, or you're out of it? What do you want to be? Do you want to be in it, or do you want to be out of it?
I want to be in a circle.
Me too. I want the guys to be in a circle. I want them to be doing it right. I attributed my hatred for Jim Schwartz, John Schwartz, Jim, Jeff.
Jim.
The defensive coordinator, because he was a prick over there. He talked trash.
He was an animal, yeah.
That whole slap in the back or whatever with Harbaugh a couple years ago.
Doesn't he run a 3-4?
I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Does it matter right now? The defense has many
holes.
No, I
think it is a 4-3.
You're building it from scratch, so it really doesn't matter where they are right now. And do we have defensive ends? Are they going to have to draft one? Between Houston, between Willie Young, between Jared Allen? Are they going to see anybody, Al? Anybody to play defensive end? I don't know. Do they draft it? Do they draft an offensive lineman? Because maybe Nils isn't who
doing?
We thought he was.
There hasn't been one of these damn combines yet. I don't know. What is going on? We don't even have a coach, for God's sake.
Apparently we're
disaster.
Getting a lot of combines now.
I've been looking for a coach for the last 2 weeks.
Have you ever ridden in a combine?
Yes.
Was it a John Deere or was it international? Red
John,
or green?
John Deere.
I've been in an international and a John Deere. Now
did yours have the satellite?
They're not what they used to be. They do now.
Did yours have the satellite control?
I was in one with the satellite. I didn't ride in it. Lauren rode in it with my buddy Chad.
Farmer
Jim.
Farmer Jim, good guy here, Chad guy.
Yeah.
Farmer Jim let me ride in one once, and all he did was he sat in the damn thing. He had a little mixing station, and he mixed up a gin and tonic.
No kidding.
And he just sat back and listened to satellite radio.
I'm not positive that's completely legal, but he did. He had nothing to do. He's mission control.
This guy owns so much farmland.
He's mission control, and the machinery can do it for him. Is that what you're getting at?
He was. If Houston had a problem, he was there to solve it.
You got to go long rows then, so you're not having to pay attention to shit.
Yeah, this guy had a lot of land.
Did he have a wooden box on him?
I mean, he was Paris, Illinois.
Did he have a wooden box on him, or just straight up gin and tonic? Was he?
No, he liked
the
booze.
Was he into medical marijuana or no?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think so.
Let's really start watching the Blackhawks.
Okay, I mean,
let's
we're almost there.
This.
It's almost time.
We need to. You're right. It's about that time, February.
Is it May yet?
No, it's not May. Is that about your general starting time?
I can only watch like the last 3 minutes of a game.
Yeah, generally. You'll try to flip it on if you're around.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, me too. It's hard to watch the whole season.
It's such
Same
a
with
long...
the NBA, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just...
I have been watching a lot more NBA this year because, I don't know, I just find there's a lot of interesting parts happening and getting better. The team should be getting better. There's things going down. There's a lot of drama to it. I enjoy it.
I have the NBA TV now, that channel for cable. And I'll tell you what, it's great just watching that because you can see all the highlights from every game every day and you know what's going on. And
well, there you go. If I wasn't watching that, I wouldn't know anything about West Coast basketball. I hardly do. But good thing I do keep kind of late hours. Usually there's a basketball game on NBA TV around 11:35.
Where's those drops?
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with that? That's America's fastest new game. People are playing that
at home. I haven't played it yet. I'm interested, though.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a gas, as the kids say now.
Well, boys, I know that you need to get heading on the road here soon.
I'm just...
You going out to Rosemont?
No. It's like 66-something Northwest Highway. It's still Chicago.
All right.
Huh?
Right on the edge? And that's how you want Jake the Snake Roberts, on the edge.
Yeah. Living on the edge. Pretty deep.
Boy, I don't know what they're doing in the WWF right now. This Royal Rumble coming up. I'm dumbfounded. They kick the Authority out. Then the Authority comes back, but they don't use it to, like, maybe make John Cena heel, unless that happens at Royal Rumble.
Maybe.
But they make Lesnar got laid out on a table the other night.
Who laid Lesnar out?
I think Cena put him through a table.
Okay.
After, like, they all attacked each other, because now it's a three-man fight for the title.
Okay.
And, you know, they keep bringing up, hey, Lesnar doesn't have to get pinned to lose the title. Cena can pin Rollins and become the world champion. Lesnar doesn't get screwed out of the deal.
No, he doesn't.
So,
well, our surprise phone call. I just got a text message and we didn't get him on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no Fox. But there is good news.
Yeah.
On the Elston Tire Shop hotline. Right now, we're going to head to... On the line is Ernie Accorsi.
Is he?
Of course, Ernie, thank you so much. I know that you are currently consulting with the team, with the Chicago Bears. You are the lead consultant with the new general manager, Ryan Pace, in hiring of a new head coach today. Here's the question, Ernie. Is John Fox the head coach of the Chicago Bears? Ernie? Hey, Ernie, hello?
Ah, hello, Ernest.
Ernie, sorry to wake you, brother.
I was watching reruns of Dynasty.
Ernie, the question is John Fox the head coach of the Chicago Bears?
Sly like a fox, that one, yes. We're going to, as soon as we finish up here, as soon as I get the nurses bring the meal and I have dinner, we're gonna lay down a contract and he will be announced as the new Bears
Head coach. Yes, Ernie. Well, you know what? We appreciate you taking the time to call us. We know you've got a lot of calls from other people, and
a lot of calls
to talk with us. What the people really want to know, and what we've been finding is, How are you consulting here? Is it through Skype? Are you here in Chicago? Are you meeting up at Halas Hall with George McCaskey?
Listen, Junior, don't berate me, young man. I have been with the NFL since the Baltimore Colts, when I drafted Johnny Unitas, okay? I've made moves, kid, when you were still in diapers. Where am I at? I'm at an old people's village in Oak Park, Illinois, the Oak Park Arms. It's a beautiful facility. They take good care of me here. And what I do is I get on. You know what a rotary phone is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on a rotary phone.
Well, I use a cell phone. I don't know what's the matter with you. I get on my cell phone and I call up the kids over at Halas Hall and I say, listen, you got to get Fox. You get Fox in here right now. You get him done and then you'll be on the TV.
All right. Well, Ernie, we'd like to thank you for the phone call. Thanks again for taking the time.
Fox Television. That Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. Now, there's talent. That's what I like watching.
First from Ernie Accorsi at the...
Hey,
I hung up the phone already.
I have powers.
Ernie,
young man, I know about phones. You don't know about phones. You're telling me about phones here.
They can't hear you now. They can't hear you. I have hung up your phone. I turned off your mic. I hung off your phone. Okay. Is Al Archer? Al, where'd you go?
Huh? Well, I'm right here. I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't see you over there on the other side.
Let me. You know who I have on my phone, on the speaker phone right here? It's Ernie Accorsi. Ernie, go ahead. You know, this Clark guy's a maniac.
The sound quality is amazing.
I said hire Bill O'Reilly because this guy knows he's straight to the point.
Ernie, you're gone. So JB, how do you feel, how many tweets are we getting over there?
We got a little activity. I'm checking the Facebook page here.
Oh, people hitting up the Facebook. You know what? There's a lot of old people on Facebook now. The kids are leaving.
Yeah, no,
we're the only ones left. Us and our parents.
Hold on. On my phone.
No,
Ernie, what
working.
Do you think of Facebook?
Oh, let me tell you something about books with faces.
All right. That's enough. Okay. I'm sorry. I hung up.
Oh, man.
I hung up. He's still yelling into his phone.
You're on the Larcher Lawrence Sports Show, episode 111.
Well, we were supposed to get John Fox to call in, but
yeah,
that fell through.
He had to cut out. Anything happening on Facebook? Oh, yeah. That's all right. JB, they don't call him Mr. Social Media for nothing.
He's the king of social media.
He is.
He could shut down Twitter with a snap of a finger.
Why is he snapping his fingers, though?
Because if he wanted to shut down Twitter, maybe he's listening to some funk music, and he's got some fish playing in the background, and he's snapping along, man.
What did it take for you to become a Colts fan? Was it the whooping that they gave the Bears in the Super Bowl? What's that all about? Oh. Oh, yeah. All right.
Now, this is, let's just clarify, this is just your number two team?
Number two.
Oh, who's number two?
And it's through. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So your
Bears are number one?
Oh, so your number three is just, you know, through friends, girlfriends. Yeah. Well, Al and I have always understood, if you move to another city that has an NFL franchise.
I took a number two.
Oh, Ernie. How did you even get on the line?
I don't know. My phone was acting up.
Oh, my gosh. You've been breaking this thing. Guys, thank you so much for listening today. Linda, you heard her. She said we got 90 seconds left.
Well, Linda at Halas Hall says, John Fox, mark my words, Big Al Archer, breaking the news to you. Contract deal, it's getting settled. We're going to be styling and profiling, and
well,
we're going to be sly like a fox.
We do.
Linda at Ellis. It's her pen name.
We do your show every week. We record it Thursday nights live on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We're also on iTunes, and hit that subscribe button.
Hit the subscribe button.
And you know what? Tell a friend about us. JB, tell a friend. Like. Seriously, next week,
your friend
come
Luke.
Back here, and I want you to have one friend.
I saw your friend Luke yesterday. Nice, great guy.
Luke.
He's
out
there singing some Johnny Cash.
Next week, have a friend in mind that you've told about the show, and you can talk about what you said. I want to know what you tell people about it. That'll be on episode 112. I don't know. At J Fuggin B on Twitter. F-U-G-G-I-N. J-F-U-G-G-I-N-B on Twitter if you want to stalk him yourself. Or at Larcher Lawrenson. My partner, Al Larcher, is Larcher Than Life on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Clark in Chicago. Al.
The whistle's telling us we're out of time. Peace and love, everybody. He's Clark Lawrenson.
He's Al Larcher.
Road of stone. I don't feel like rocking.
She's a jukebox. And folks, this is your just for your listening pleasure on podcast because
woo,
the live listeners, they're cut off. They're gone. Blog Talks cut us off.
And thank God, those live listeners are nothing but scumbags.
Oh, the people who call in and actually give us something to talk about once
trouble.
In a while.
All of them are troublemakers.
Get out of here.
That's horseshit. Podcast listeners, decent, hardworking people, pick up the show later.
Yes. Oh, I need a drink. I've been having a lot of coffee.
I haven't slept in like a month.
JB, I know I was kind of blowing you some shit there, but thanks for being here.
I ain't got nothing.
We appreciate it when you can make it over.
Rock and roll.
Al?
Oh, yeah.
Not bad tonight, brother.
Yeah, same to you. You pulled your weight.
Guys, enjoy your time at Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm going to have fun tonight running some karaoke. What the hell?
Thanks for who called in. We got Logan or...
History Rat called
Doc.
In.
Give it a shout out. Thank you.
We had Nerd a while from Rusty Shackle.
And of course, the great Ernie Accorsi.
Oh, the great Ernie Accorsi, of course.
Hey, Randy Travis here. Be sure and listen to the morning show with Big Al, your pal, on your country alternative 98.5 WACF.
Good night. See you on episode 112.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Play me a country song. Get on rock and jukebox. Play me a country song. This is a Ricky Ricardo production.